is used more for riding horses, mm-hmm. and a halter is just something to lead any kind of a horse around with.
Mm-hmm. If you're riding a saddle horse, what do you hold in your hands then?
The reins.
Uh-huh. If you have driven a horse a distance and you want to feed it, can you carry one of those things that you can put over its head with oats in the bottom? What do you call the thing?
Well, they were called feed bags.
Uh-huh. Was that ever called anything else?
Well, nose bag.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if they
had. You ever had called a morale?
No.
That's farther west, I guess.
Yeah.
And if you're driving a team and you want it to go left, what do you tell it?
Well, left is haw.
Uh-huh. Right?
G.
Any special term for the left horse in a team?
Not that I know of.
And if you want your horses to go faster, you tell them?
Get up.
And if they're moving along and you want them to go still faster?
Yeah, just get up again.
Get up more, huh? And to stop them?
Whoa.
And if you got them stopped and you want them to come?
Back up.
And then which way do they go?
They go backward.
Uh-huh. And if you say get up, they go which way?
Forward.
Uh-huh.
Backwards.
You little horse driver?
I ride horses.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
By George, you're a lucky little girl. See all those funny little things? Should we ask your dad this one? All right, let's ask him. If you have two... see, horses there. If you have two racks like this for sawing boards or planks, what do you call a rack like this?
Sawhorse.
And if you have one like this for logs?
Oh, I can't remember what they were called.
Aren't you glad you don't have to live?
I sure am.
Well, plank.
What did we used to call that?
Cross the...
Did you see the pretty picture? No,
well,
I didn't.
Cross them, aren't they?
I can't remember.
Well, let's see. When your dad was shaving, what did he use to put the lather on?
Well, he used a brush.
Uh-huh. And did he sharpen his razor on anything?
Yes, on a strap.
What do you call a board that's put over a log or over a sawhorse or something so you can get a child on each end and then go up and down?
Teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know teeter-totter? No?
How about that one?
Oh, well, you haven't missed much. It takes two to teeter. But one can totter.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do know someone that does.
You do?
The Eisenbach.
Oh. Did you ever have or was this at all common, I should put it this way, to take a stump and drive a peg in the middle of it, then take a plank and bore a hole in the plank and put it over the peg so that you could get a
nail around?
Uh-huh.
No. We never did that.
Well, they grew like the dickens. We had one in our neighborhood when I was a kid, but then we had one slow kid who was pushing one day and it clopped him on the head.
Mm-hmm.
So that killed him. Did you have anything to slide downhill in the winter on when you were a boy?
A sled?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We don't have one.
Did you have any special term for picking up the sled and holding it to your chest and taking a run and then falling down on it?
No.
Did you have one of those weapons made out of, with a forked stick and some...
slingshot or a nigger shooter?
Either one, huh?
Yeah.
What did you make, or what did you use for the stretchy material?
We used little strips of inner tube.
Mm, boy.
Isn't that good?
Come on, give me the next one.
What's this say? All right.
You know.
Don't tell him.